time for arts news with Claire Nichols. Hi, Claire.
Hi, Jason. In news just in, the Channel 9 Fairfax merger is one step closer. The competition watchdog has announced it will not oppose Nine's proposed takeover of the newspaper publisher. The ACCC says Nine's television operations and Fairfax's main media assets do not generally compete closely with each other, so that is now looking like it will go ahead. In other news, though, the Australian film community is remembering the life of Eleanor Whitcomb, who has died at the age of 95. Now, Eleanor was a screenwriter and a playwright, and she wrote for TV shows including Number 96, The Mavis Bramston Show, and Seven Little Australians on the ABC. She also wrote for the big screen, including The Getting of Wisdom, but most famously, the screen adaptation of the Miles Franklin novel, My Brilliant Career.
Maybe I'm ambitious. Selfish. But I can't lose myself in somebody else's life when I haven't lived my own yet. I want to be a writer. At least I'm going to try. But I've got to do it now. And I've got to do it alone.
That's Judy Davis in My Brilliant Career. The late Eleanor Whitcomb was the screenwriter for that film, which went on to win six AFI Awards in 1979, including Best Film and Best Screenplay. The Australian Gillian Armstrong directed that movie, and this week she tweeted her condolences, writing, "Vale, dear Eleanor, no movie without a brilliant script."
Yes, a sad loss, Vale Eleanor Whitcomb. Claire, in other news, there is some new information about the health of the Australian film industry.
Yeah, it's kind of okay, the health of the Australian film industry. Screen Australia has released...
You could say that almost every year.
Yeah. Well, it's released its drama report for 2017-18. I'm going to start with the good news, Jason.
Yes.
There was record spending on Australian film and TV with $718 million spent on Aussie titles that started production during the year. So that includes films like Ladies in Black and Stormboy and TV shows like Mystery Road.
Okay, so what's the bad news then?
Well, foreign production is way down, and I'm talking way, way down, an 85% drop on spending in foreign shoots compared to last financial year. There were actually no big budget Hollywood films that started production in Australia in 2017-18. So that means that spending totaled just $96 million there. Screen Australia says next year is already looking more promising. We've got a couple of international feature films already locked in, Godzilla versus Kong and a live action adaptation of Dora the Explorer, Jason.
Looking forward to both. What's happening with screen production from state to state?
The Screen Australia report shows that the biggest spend on film production was in New South Wales. But what's interesting is there were some really strong results in South Australia and WA, both set expenditure records.
A lot happening in WA with those Tim Winton adaptations and South Australia, of course,
Yeah, the thing about WA, Jason, is there's a lot of films being made, I am here in WA, but people aren't actually seeing them. There's been a bit of news here in WA this week about the fact that these films are not drawing audiences. An example, the thriller 1% was recently shot here. It opened on 58 screens. It made about $50,000. A film critic here ran the numbers and concluded that that meant that there were probably three or four people in each session of the film. Mm. For more on that story and a link to the Screen Australia report, you can head to the Hub on Screen website. And while we're talking about Screen Australia, Jason, I should mention that the CEO, Graham Mason, has been appointed for another five-year term.
Yes, yes, indeed. Finally, Claire, there's an Aretha Franklin film coming out more than 45 years after it was shot.
Yeah, this has been a film that has had a lot of holdups. It was shot by Sydney Pollack and it captures this big gospel concert that Aretha Franklin performed over two nights in LA in 1972. The concert was called Amazing Grace, and you might recognise the title because it was released as an album which went on to become the best-selling gospel album of all time. Here's a taste. I could listen to that all day, but this film, it wasn't released in the 70s because there was a problem with syncing the sound and the vision. They didn't have the technology to fix it, so it sat in storage for decades, and it was only completed about 3 years ago. Then there were more holdups. Aretha Franklin took the producers to court over the rights. That wasn't resolved before Franklin died earlier this year, but now, according to Variety, the producers have struck a deal with the Franklin estate, and it will have its world premiere in New York next week.
Thanks, Claire. Claire Nichols with the Arts News there.